Test, test.
This is an interview with the members of Samba Rasta Ginin.
It's okay.
On August 7th, 1985.
Your arrangement is all of us.
Your name?
Yamba.
Yamba, okay. And you were saying that all the songs but one are your original compositions, is that right? So
yeah.
So the first one is called, was called?
Hosanna Naye.
And you wrote that one?
Right.
And what is it about? Can you tell
it's
me what you're
saying?
The
highest mountains, you know? A song about the highest mountains.
The highest mountains in
yes.
Haiti? Did you write that song here, or did you write it in Haiti?
I mean, the name is in Haiti, but I would say here.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these songs here.
Does that mountain have any special significance in Haiti, or is it just that it's the
high
highest
mountain? High mountain is like Zion.
Uh-huh.
You're on the same concept as Zion.
So it's like a holy place?
Yes. Mountain of God.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And when you play it, like you wrote the song here, would you play it for, what sort of occasions would you play it? I mean, would you play it as part of a ceremony, a religious?
Yes, it's a ceremony,
mm-hmm.
ceremonial music, because usually we use it as our theme.
Mm-hmm.
Musical theme, you know, and as an introduction,
uh-huh.
you see. It's more spiritual, you know, they call the song spiritual,
uh-huh.
it's a spiritual.
But would you be most likely to play it if you were having, like, some sort of service or something, or amongst yourselves, or
yes,
with a group
a
of
service.
People who are also...
It's a chant, you know, the chant, it's like a calling the spirit of the mountains, you
mm-hmm.
know, the Most High. You see, calling, you know, Zion,
and
you know, as the highest mountain, you know, a holy mountain.
And the words were all Creole that you were singing, or?
This reggae is Yoruba.
Yoruba, okay.
Yes.
And the rhythm that of the song, is that a traditional rhythm, or is that
yes,
something?
Yes, it's a traditional
rhythm. What is the name of
it's
it?
It's a Shangurara.
And can you sort of, maybe could, is it, it's composed of interlocking patterns, right, of the drum that makes up the rhythm, so all of you together form the rhythm, or is there a basic
it's
beat?
It's the key. It's a key beat.
And what is that?
It's a key beat.
Played on your drum and then
on
the
drum,
other
everybody's drum, because this is a key, most basic, fundamental rhythm.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And then the other there's sort of elaborations based on that in each part. Is that how?
Yes, there is some articulation. You know, some free articulation. You know.
Uh-huh.
On the drums, you know, but everyone must keep that key beat.
Uh-huh.
You see, because it's like a spiritual, you know, we must, the beat itself, you know, call, you know,
calls
the proper,
calls
the proper
the spirit,
you know,
I see.
Of the mountains, you know, that's why it sounds like a jungle, you know, happening,
uh-huh.
you know, you have bird sounds, you know, lion sound,
right.
every sound in it, you know?
Yes, right,
right,
I remember
that's
that.
What it is.
Okay, and the second one that you did?
The second one is a raga. It's a rhythm coming from this rhythm, the first, you know.
It's a
the
variation
Hosanna.
Of...
This like is a, it's like a roots, a key rhythm for the raga,
uh-huh.
you see. But the raga is more like articulate, you know. Everyone must can have a different beat, but the first one was more strict
uh-huh.
beat.
Okay. And what was
La
that?
La Vida is life.
Mm-hmm. Is that a song you wrote also?
Yes. It's about life, saying that life is hard, you know, but we must be harder than life itself,
mm-hmm.
you see? You know, because everywhere is life. You must be able to cope
uh-huh.
with life. You know, our song is most like to guide the people, you know, Because music is the expression of your everyday life, you see? So it's some kind of music to help people to cope with life.
Now you play these songs out like if you were at the reggae festival on Sunday and I didn't hear you when you played on stage, would you play these songs
in
the public?
Did. Yes, we did play it.
Okay, but also would you play songs for like these songs like amongst a group of yourselves who are believers or followers of the Rasta, would you be likely
to? Because we have one song they call Japoa. You know, the only poa is Japoa, one of the songs.
That was the fifth one you played.
Yes.
Okay, let's not jump ahead, sorry. Mm-hmm. So, that one was in Creole, the second
yes.
one? And the third one is Sac Passé?
Sac Passé.
That's also Creole.
Yes.
And that's a reggae?
Yeah.
And is that one that you wrote also?
Yes, I would.
And what is that one about?
This one is what's happening, you know? You know, like it's a call to go Africa, you know? So we're asking the brethren, you know, sisters, what's happened, you know? That's what it is, Sac Passé.
And is your, the reggae beat, the same reggae beat that, you know, is your version of it different than the Jamaican version, or is it the same?
I mean, it's the same roots, you know? It's the same roots, because music is music, you know? Music is a reality, you know? It's like I say, the expression of our everyday life. That's what music is.
Mm-hmm.
And music, it's a skill that allow you to have all the skills that can have.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because music is the king of the art, you know, the art meaning the making of things, you know. So science and art is the same thing, but music is have a spiritual power to give you the skill, as when you into, frankly, you into music and sincerely, you can do whatever you want, you know, in anything that you want to, any other thing otherwise than music or, you know, or any feel of that deal with the making of things, you know. With the skill of music, it enables you to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then the next one, the movement, that was in English, yes?
Movement is a combination of Bob Marley Exodus movement and one traditional piece that talk about movement at
home. Traditional Haitian piece?
Haitian piece at home.
Uh-huh.
And movement, we have our part in it is just the movement part, you know? That's what we put in it, you know, and a certain musical arrangement.
So you sort of arranged a Bob Marley song and put... Haitian.
I bust because it's two songs. It's one Bob Marley song and one traditional Haitian piece song that we put together plus our part.
The movement, the chorus.
Right.
Right.
The movement part.
And what's the traditional Haitian song that's.
Which means move. It's about move, the wicked move. You know, let the Rasta, you know, free burn to burn. You know, the chalice, you know, like when the boat loaded of weed come, you know, so we just have to leave it for the Rasta because the herb is the healing of the nation. You see, herb is the healing of the nation. And even through the political pressure trying to put it as a wrong thing, but the herb is for the healing of the nation, you know. But the abuse of everything, in anything, every time you abuse it, you know, it's no good. That's the only thing. But the herb is the healing of the nation.
Uh-huh.
You see?
And that's the traditional song.
Yes.
That's what it's saying.
Yes.
You're saying the herb?
When we're talking about...
Are you talking about a plant when you say...
The herb, yes. I'm talking about mostly the traditional ganja.
Uh-huh.
You see, and it's a herbal herb.
Right,
you know,
I know
that
what...
have certain property.
Right.
Know? And it's like a... You know, it's like a book for us, you know, because when we communicate with that weed, you know, whether we drink the tea of it or smoke it, you know, it enables us, you know, it's like a book, you know, it's like a stimulant sometimes. You need
enables you to communicate with
some higher
powers.
Yes.
Right.
Higher forces.
Yeah. Okay. And then the fifth one.
Fifth one is Japoa. Japoa is a Nyabingi beat.
And can you illustrate that?
Nyabingi beat is like a martial beat.
Uh-huh.
You know, a very, you know, forward beat.
Could someone just play it? Is there
spiritual.
A basic? Is there a basic beat to, like
yes,
this that you can illustrate?
Like,
okay.
You know, is the beat of stepping.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And is that a traditional song or is that one you wrote?
Well, this one I wrote, and I will call it traditional. It was.
You wrote it, and it's traditional.
Right.
I'll explain what you mean by that.
Because it relates to culture.
I see.
It's cultural.
When I say traditional, though, I mean a song that, you know, has that no one knows who wrote. You know, it's just been around so long that you hear it, and, you know, it maybe have been in Haiti for, you know, several hundred years, and it's passed on from musician to musician. But this is a song that you wrote.
Yes, and that can be passed on to musicians.
Right, in the future, right.
Mm-hmm.
And is there, what is that one about?
It's Japoa, you know, the Most High Jah, you know, our father.
Okay.
You see, and our Jaja, you know, is his power. You see, we're trying to raise the conscience of the people towards that power,
uh-huh.
You see, and that's the only power that really exists. You know, and other powers, you know, are just secondary. But the main power is the Most High power.
And
we have it in English and in Haitian.
And in Creole.
Or Haitian.
Is it, you call it Haitian?
Haitian, because
okay.
You know, the Frenchmen speak French.
Uh-huh.
The Englishmen speak English.
English.
The Spanish speak English, and all the came from Latin.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, Creole is a mixture of language, so they could call French, English, and Spanish Creole
mm-hmm.
too, but usually the language of the people take the same name of the people. So
okay.
In this time, as I call myself Haitian, even Jew is African still, I come from, you know, but Haitian, and I'm mostly known as Haitian, so my language is
okay.
Haitian, because I don't call myself a Creole.
Right,
you
okay,
see?
I understand.
I'm Haitian.
All right, and then the sixth one.
The sixth one is Zouké. It's a Congo beat.
Can
rhythm.
You can you illustrate that one also, the Congo?
Congo rhythm is a popular rhythm, you know, like well good to dance,
uh-huh.
You see.
Is it the same as the Cuban Congo? Would it be the
no,
same?
No, that's a Congo, the
okay.
Tribe they call Congo in Africa,
okay,
the
so.
Congo. It take its name. That
okay.
rhythm take
can
the name
you,
of the
can
tribe.
Can you illustrate that one too then?
The Congo is a beat, is a popular dancing beat, you know?
Right.
That make people dance, you know?
I just meant you to illustrate the rhythm. Can you
the
do
rhythm?
It? Yeah. How does it go?
It's a stepping rhythm. Like, you know? That's a beat.
Uh-huh.
But the articulation of that beat, you know,
goes how? Okay.
You see what I mean?
And is that a song that you wrote? Or
yes, it's a song of me.
So that one isn't a religious song then? That's more of a dance
it's
song?
It's a
or?
Religious song.
It is.
You know, a cultural song I would call because all our songs must relate to our culture. You see?
And what is that one about?
That one is about the herb,
mm-hmm.
You know, and one must be able to shake himself up, you know,
mm-hmm.
To shake yourself up, you know, to be alive,
mm-hmm.
You know, and when you feel like, you know, you weakening, your body weakening, always think of the herb, you know, to, you know, re-energize you,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like more energetic song, you
mm-hmm.
Know.
Okay, and the seventh one, did,
the seven
did you
one,
play all those?
Yes.
Okay.
The seventh one is Papa Legba. It's a ra-ra compa rhythm.
Uh-huh. You know. And the, that's a, then another popular dance rhythm, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a dance rhythm. You see.
Can you illustrate that one to me, too?
This
the
is
only compas I've heard, there's been no percussion, so it's really hard to tell what the...
It's a ra-ra, you know? It's a regular stepping beat.
Well,
you know?
Just clap it out. Can you do that? But what's the... Isn't there a special articulation?
That's the beat.
Okay.
The articulation in this...
Okay. And what is that one about?
This one is about the sun. You see, because the sun is the light. You see? It's the light that gives us life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a life force. And the light is the father for us. You know, it's Jah for us. But through them, we call it Legba, you know, in the Yoruba language.
Uh-huh.
You see? So Papa Legba is the sun.
Is that,
that
one
is
that
glowing.
You wrote yourself to, or is
yes, I wrote it myself, but still based on the foundation of traditional awareness.
Uh huh.
You see.
Uh huh.
So.
And the last one, the eighth one, is a reggae.
The eighth one is a reggae. Is Twapwese. Twapwese, meaning, you know, don't wash yourself, you know, to do things, because when you wash yourself. You know, mostly of the time, the thing don't finish well. You see, so it's better to take your time to, you know, do something good.
Mm-hmm.
You see, as we say, like, our music is more to guide the people, you know, towards their everyday life,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
to help them to cope with their everyday life, because we're living the same life with the same problems and the same different things. So, you know, so we need to communicate with the people, you know.
Mm-hmm. And do you also do songs that are not songs that you have written, but other songs that are?
Yes. So far, it's just a small portion of our songs.
But you also do songs that are what songs that you would have learned
yes,
in Haiti?
Yes.
And
we have song like that too.
Well, perhaps we could just, I'd like to just have each member of the band just, you know, mention how you got started playing and when you came to Miami. And so maybe we could start with Pierre, right? I don't know, could you come in a little closer? Or... So I'd be interested in how you got started playing the drums. How did I start
studies about music?
Mm-hmm. Was that something that was in your family, that you had other musicians in your family?
No.
No.
Only me.
Only you.
Yeah.
Did you learn in Haiti?
Yeah.
And did you go to a school and have formal training, or pick it up by hearing other musicians play, or how did you learn?
I used to go to school. In Haiti,
mm-hmm.
since I start playing vodou music, I mean, our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Since I start playing my culture, I stopped going to school. So, I used to play guitar before I met my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fredo was the first one who told me that to be in that part, like to accept my culture.
Uh-huh.
That's his first advice that he gave me. So I took it for granted and I worked on it.
And so, how old were you when you started playing drums?
I started playing drums about a year.
A year ago?
Yeah, a year.
And have you had a teacher?
Nah.
No? So you didn't play drums in Haiti?
No, I didn't.
This is something you've learned since you've come here? Is that right?
Yeah, since I come here. But I
with this group, then?
Yeah, with this group, yeah.
But you played guitar before?
Yeah, I played guitar before.
In Haiti?
Yeah, in Haiti.
What kind of music did you play with the guitar?
Oh, first I used to play Latin music.
Uh-huh.
You see? When I change my style to voodoo,
uh-huh,
right? So I stopped playing certain kind of music, and then I'm interested about playing the rhythm of voodoo.
Uh-huh.
So I stopped playing guitar, and then I began with drums, right? So
that was in Haiti?
No,
that was here.
In here. Yeah. So my friend interested me in playing drums, and I realized that I could do a lot, you know, on that job. So I decided to do it with them.
And how long have you been in Miami?
In Miami. That's my third time that I'm coming down to Miami.
Do you live here now?
Yeah, I'm living here now.
Had you been in New York before?
Yeah,
or?
I've been in New York.
How long were you in New York? So when did you come to the United States?
How long?
Yeah.
5 years ago.
5 years?
Yeah.
And can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 27.
27, okay. Yeah. Geez, maybe I'm the oldest one here. Okay, thanks. So, Yamba, can you tell me how you got started playing music?
Truly, I was born a drummer. You see, because from early age, I start to get my sense of drumming. Through me, I had a drums and instruments, you know. And later on, I start to travel outside in the countryside to get more of my culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been always interested in my culture. You know, and voodoo music is creation music, you know, with different rhythms. So I went out there, you know, to search, you know,
mm-hmm,
for my roots so I can get it stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So I played with different masters, you know, of the countryside, you know.
Was there anyone in your family who was a drummer, or most of the people you played with were not family members?
I would say, like, family members, you know, send me different places. That's how I catch it. Like, certain of my family that have their family still living in the countryside, so I go there, so they're glad to see me, and then they know I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I find people.
How old were you when you started playing? You said you were born a drummer.
Actually, I was born a drummer, you see. And I can't really exactly tell you how old I was, but I was most young age, like any 7, 8 years old, 8, 9. From an early age, mm-hmm, you know, I start to have my sense as a drummer.
And in what sort of, did you ever play in group, a group like this in Haiti, or were you playing more?
I never get involved fully in cultural group, you know. Due to the fact, you know, most of my thing I go country for it, you know, and then I used to live in the city.
Uh-huh. Where did you live in?
I live in the city and country.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that's why I never really fully get involved in any traditional band.
Uh-huh.
You see, but it's up to now that I have, you know, I can say the Rasta Sambagina is, you know,
uh-huh,
is really the first band that I really involve fully,
mm-hmm,
in it.
And when did you come to the United States?
I come in the United States about like 76.
And
1976.
Did you come?
Know.
Have you been in Miami since then, or?
No, I just have about almost a year in Miami, maybe 8 months in Miami.
You were in New York too. Or?
In New York, the group really met in New York. You know.
This group did.
Yeah, but you know, like certain members went to Florida. You know, like really, I'm the last one that came. You know, because when I heard, you know, my friends, you know, musicians there, you know, and I could not find enough people interested in playing,
the kind of culture and music I'm about, so I had to come here, you know? So that's how I reached here, Miami.
Maybe this is a good time just to mention how this group got started. You got started, all of you met in New York, is that right?
Yes. But really, the real serious work been going on in Miami, you see.
How did you meet? Did you meet through your...
I mean, from home, in school, in the city, we've been knowing each other, you see. But here, when we met in New York, you know, we start to talk about, you know...
So you knew each other in Haiti?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And from here, we met in New York, really. And then we just kind of talk, take it lightly in New York, you know. But really, is when certain members of the group came in Florida, you know. And we find like Florida might be a good place for us, you know, to really get some vibe because it's a tropical area. It's more like give us a feeling of home, you know. So that's why the group mostly is concentrated now in Miami.
What brought you to the United States in the first place? Did you have family here or...?
Life, I want to know what's going on. I'm always the one that want to know what's going on. It's like when I wanted my call to know the drumming, to get involved more in the drumming, I went countryside and this and that. But, you know, I wanted to know, well, there's so many different places I like to know, you know, still, you know. But I came here just, you know, as I want to know what's going on, you know, all over the world, you know, really. So as here is a big center for the world, you know, the United States, especially in places like New York, Miami too, you know, and California, them kind of place, you know. So, you know, it's, you know, most people in the world now, you know, are motivated to come in the city of the world, you know. So, you know, I think it's the same purpose, you know.
Let me ask Henry... how you got started playing?
Started playing music.
Right.
A long time ago.
In Haiti?
Yeah.
How old would you have been about?
About the same time like Yamba did, you know. It is something like I was born with, you know. So.
Did you have other drummers or musicians in your family, people who were interested in this kind of music?
I got all my family is some artists in my family, like the people... Some of them work in the wood. Some of them, I got an uncle who sing, natural singer, you know, but he never be in a band. But he always sings, you see. So I got some artists in my family.
And so you learned drumming like Yamba did from other drummers in Haiti? Is that how you got started?
I don't think by for myself. You know, because I check out on myself first. I just feel the drums as the as one of the most oldest instruments, you see. So I know, and then it is the drums is the heart of Haiti, you know. So I get myself in it soon as I could, about 7, 8 years old, playing even in the bench of the school, you know. So that's why I started.
And when did you come here?
In Miami.
Yes.
Before I was in Montreal, before I came in the United States. I passed 1 year in Montreal. I 80 to 81, and I come here. And in New York in 81, meeting the two of them. And we talked together, and then about 83, I come.
How old are you?
27.
Are you 27 too?
Myself, I would say like I'm old. I'm from creation. From the time of creation to up to now.
Okay.
See, so I don't really know how old I am really, because I'm a man of creation.
You're well preserved, is that
right?
Okay, thanks. And Roderick. So how did you get started?
Well, since I was a little boy in Port-au-Prince, I have the vibes to play music. Since I was born, I like to play, you know, music.
Did you have musicians in your family too, or?
Right next to my house.
Next to your house.
Right. So I usually go there in the afternoon and play music. And then start playing music and play soccer, right? And then I finally get back to it now.
So you haven't been playing for a while. You've just gotten back into it recently when you met...
Right, when I met Fredo in Miami.
And you didn't know him in New York then? You've just met them here, is that right?
Right, I met Fredo here in Miami.
And how long have you been in the United States?
14 years.
So you've been here longer than anybody, is that right?
I think so.
Is that here in Miami, or were you elsewhere in the United States?
I was in New York also. And met Yamba and Tico.
And then how long did you say you've been in Miami, 14 years, or in the U.S. 14 years?
U.S., 14
and years. And here, how long?
Which means Miami?
Yes.
Almost 9, 10
Almost
years.
Almost 9, 10. And how old are you?
Me, 25.
25? The youngest and the longest here, right.
Right.
And then you didn't play in any groups like this before this one?
Yes, in New York.
In New York?
Yeah, in Symphony. We used to call it Symphony.
Symphony? Right. Similar to this?
Right, cultural songs. We play in Carnival in New York.
Have you played in Carnival here with this group?
Right.
We played together in Carnival.
And you played with Ngumbe? Is that what you
call
it? And the reggae?
4th of July, we played on the Little Haiti. And then the last time it was the Dominican Independence Day, the last time. Yes, on Sunday.
And then you've also played in private? Just amongst yourselves, or for other friends, or for ceremonies that here?
We have ceremonies, you know, in our own headquarters. You see. But we, to as relation to the public, you know, is in festival time, you know. And certain different places, like club, you know, restaurant. Like we did play in our place.